good oak or hickory or one or two other species, just to have a fire when special friends come in or for themselves if it gets a real cold night.
Yes. Well, I appreciate a fireplace myself, just general principle of it. We have, as a matter of fact, where I'm staying, there's no fireplace upstairs, so I got an old Victorian stove, pot-belly type of. It's very ornate, but I just use it because I just like the feel of a wood fire. There's something very nice about it.
Well, in the Texas room in the University of Texas, of the library, I can't think of the, you'd remember him immediately if I could call his name. Great writer for Texas in the West. Is this engraving on the mantel? And we've got a fireplace now. I sat down before the world's greatest philosopher and opened fire.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's a great attraction for human beings in a fireplace.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we want.
I think so.
What would you call it now if a tree fell in a sort of a hollow and you had to go down with a mule and put a chain to it? What would you say you'd have to do to that tree to get
we
it out?
We usually dragged them out.
Okay.
Sometimes you'd skid them.
Skid them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, in terms of drag, I'm just going to get the principal parts of the word here. If you did it yesterday, you say you did what?
I'm not sure I know what you mean, but...
Okay, just in terms of the principal parts of the verb there.
When it happened?
No, if today you went down and drag, if today or if tomorrow you will drag a tree out of the hollow,
well,
yesterday you did what with it?
A good many of our white people, and I suspect most of the Negroes, would use for past tense, drug.
Okay, what would you use?
I'd say dragged.
Dragged, okay. All right. In the springtime, what do you use to break the ground with? What's the utensil? We talked about it. I think you mentioned this a little earlier, but I'm not too sure.
Well, we use all sorts of things here, depending on what we're doing. We might use a mattock. We might use this rototiller. We might use a double cutting harrow. We might use a moldboard plow or a three bottom plow. We haven't got any four-bottom stuff. We have used two-bottom stuff on the Ford out there. Let's see. I don't think I've run the gamut
yet. What
was
the first one you said, the mattock?
Mattock.
Matt, what's that?
Oh, yeah, another tool we do use. Sadly, you use that more than I do. Is a fork.
A fork?
Yeah, a long fork sole. The tube part about so long and very heavy tines.
2 feet long, has tines. Is it like a potato rake?
Now, I don't know a potato rake.
Well, is it like a pitchfork that's bent at a right angle?
No, it's straight tines,
yes.
But it's so strong that you just press down and then pull back.
Oh, I see.
Now, the mattock, you swing it over your head, or you can choke it and do it like this.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. All right, now, after you've got the ground worked up, plowed up, just the first plowing.
Yeah.
All right, what would you use to break it up into a finer?
Well, here again, we'd use any number of things now. We might use the Boland's rototiller.
Yes.
Since we've got this new one, we might use the other rototiller. In the old days, and I've still got some of that equipment, and I'm sure I'll keep on, we'd use a Little Joe harrow, a spring tooth harrow, or I've got what amounts to a Little Joe harrow out there now for the Boland's. Or we've got some heavy equipment on for four row. I think Bill, I'm not sure Bill's got it. Anyway, some of our growers around here use it. It's a type of rolling cultivator, something like a rolling harrow. You must use it a lot up in, it's a type of weeder really. It's so designed that it rolls fast and it will loosen the ground when the little weeds and grass are just coming up as seedlings before they take hold.
Are they, it's not like a disc now,